Meanwhile, upstairs.
Yeah, the nerve of that Daniel T. Fiona crumpling me up. He didn't even read all of me. I mean, really, how can a warp AC like me teleport him if he doesn't even give me enough time to summon myself upon reading the letter? And now I'm late. When I get a hold of that Kubai, I'm not going to be gentle. Stupid crinkles. It's so hard to materialize on wrinkled like this. I'm just glad no one's around to see this. It's so embarrassing to be caught in this predicament. Oh, my precious tail. Grr. Can't believe he just tossed me like that. He should have been expecting a response with Warp AC. Ah well, I'll just teleport him when I find him. He has to be somewhere around here. I can feel it. Yeah, Mistress Felina's gonna be cranky. She probably was expecting him to arrive hours ago, so I'd better find him fast. I best not let anything distract me. Daniel T. Fiona's my number two priority. Raptor, quick snack, and maybe a drink. Ooh, they have Hot Pockets. Score! Oh bother, Siren Clan. This will be some fun foreshadowing department. No wonder we can detect him. Ah well, we'll deal with that later. Time to go, Dan. Hello? I said time to go. Wake up. Hey! Wake up, you moron! I see. That's the name of the game, huh? Find them. It's go time, boy. Okay. Fine. One-way warping to Kubai Academy, coming right up. I'd warn you this might sting a little, but I'm sure you'll find out. And my grandmother, what big teeth you seem to have.